Usually that's sent out after council approves it, the clerk's office was the next day to send that.
I'm just trying to clarify, because the letter says they accepted, so to me it sounds like sort of already.
They may have misspoke somewhat, but they're holding their bid prices until February.
So then there's couple things I really want to get to the motion on this. And one of the things we discussed, and I don't know if I should add to this, the second motion, and I prepare a second motion, because I hope we can have the rest of this. As you know, in the past, I've had several letters sent out to the residents, and I know you say that you've been discussing these things. My concern is I had people that are going to know, because the first change in that, that they sent the letter that's pretty strong, and they have a burden, but it wasn't pretty strong for the point that was. So I feel as if another letter needs to be sent up to those particular residents. And I know you don't know what the bottom line is of these taxes are, so the second phase of that, from what I see, could be quite shorter. And in the past, some of the letters have kind of been this way, rear adjustment, and this rear adjustment. So I would like a letter sent, it's important that we find the residents that thought they were going to send. But I also find it very important issue, we will see that letter.
Sure.
As it is now. So I think what my proposal is to make the first motion and have a second motion on the letter. And because the contract is not in the office, and I have concern about liability issues, research that I did on it, to make sure that that's very public, for these residents. So I'm going to make a motion.
Authorize the execution of a contract for Dorman to construct the Ross Homes drainage improvements and water main relay in an amount of $2,261,745.70. And also for change order number one in the amount of $232,784.50 savings. Subject to the verification of insurance and full review by the city attorney. Second letter, I would like to direct the city engineer to send the residents that will be affected by the elimination of the project an update on the project status with coordination with the district government.
Second.
Can I clarify, could I withhold that letter until we have a better date when this can be
finalized? I didn't set a date on there, but I expect add the motion after a decision is made. I almost know it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Six is a good neighbor part of our agenda. Resolution authorizing the street amend ordinance 2018-2345, adopting the annual budgets to reclassify personnel costs associated with employee elections related to benefit changes in health coverage and pensions before new promotion. Mr. Verdi, want to take a look at that?
It does show that the health plan designs we did were well received by employees, which did amount to.
Use the microphone, please.
Health plans we received did offer employees. We did have a higher amount of people take the high deductible health plan than even we were hoping for, which was good. It worked out apparently for their benefit because they selected it and ours. And in the end, when you make the adjustments, there was an additional $57,876 that is then being used here to reduce the anticipated under expenditure. So it basically puts you that far toward the year-end goal.
I'm sorry, what was the number for saving?
$57,876.
Almost $60,000 saved.
It is worth noting in there that some of the impact on the library was actually a little higher than expected, so the finance director and myself have included recommending an additional transfer of $8,100 from the general fund to the library. There's no concerns. We had, instead of having one health plan, we added a high deductible health plan with two plan designs where we were hoping to have about 25% selection by employees into the high deductible plan, and we had closer to, I believe, around 40. So we had some very good results. The health benefits, as we discussed at the time, are sort of not as strong as most of our comparable communities. But our expectation is that we won't make another significant shift like this for a couple of years. So we think we're a little bit ahead of the curve. But we think the other communities will be keeping up with us as we move our plan designs and options a little closer to what you would see in the private sector. Again, not entirely, because we do have a number of people, a number of employees who elected to move to a spouse's plan. You know, so there are better plans out there. People often, say that we give too rich of benefits. That's clearly not the case, and I think we positioned ourselves well in the design that we did. But hopefully we don't have to make the kind of adjustment we did the last 2 years again for another year or two. No, I would say that there were plenty of employees who thought that we went too far and wished both the plans had a stronger benefit level. But that is pretty ubiquitous by all employees and for all employers. Everybody prefers stronger benefits. Myself included, I recommended it. I would have preferred it to be a better benefit. But this was an appropriate design for the marketplace, an appropriate design for our financial situation, and we found a good balance between the two that had some employees decide to make the move to the high deductible health plan with the health savings account, which is becoming more prominent in the marketplace, that lets people begin to develop savings from tax-free contributions for their own portion of the health cost. So the goal was to establish some things that would create some greater levels of consumerism and push people that way. And by having lots of employee meetings and going through and making sure people understood it, it seemed to have served its purpose. But no, there were plenty of employees who would have preferred that we not make such a strong reduction in benefits all in one year.
This might be a really good opportunity.
We No, I believe our plan allows you to participate, but all at your cost. There isn't a...
And the cost is significantly higher than the already high plan that we have by several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At your last meeting, you approved a contract with Form Architect for the City Hall roof atrium and the facial wood replacement project. Prior to executing it, the architect realized that they didn't catch the fact that their limit of general liability and commercial liability did not match, in the contract did not match the terms of their policy. Had they pointed out ahead of time, I would have provided them to you. I'm not concerned about the reduction because there still is a $4 million umbrella policy over the top of it. So given that the architects would, you'd never really find them liable for the entire construction cost of the project, their total amount of insurance of $5 million is two and a half times the value of the project. So. There's really not any problem to do it, but when we had the contract approved, it wasn't subject to technical corrections or anything like that, so we couldn't make that one simple change without bringing it back to you. So I'm just asking to be able to amend that one line of the contract so we could execute the contract. We have kept the project moving during that time, and in fact, we're meeting tomorrow morning.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the project name it was given in the budget process, so we will consistently call it that because the motion that incorporated it into the 2019 budget gave it that full name, City Hall Roof, HVAC, and Facial Wood Replacement Project.
I'm going to go to Washington, so I can't get the money.
Well, the problem, the way I see it is, are you going to request to put a person on the committee on the 19th?
You weren't here. No, I just wasn't.
Okay. So what is the situation on the 19th? Because the park commission will be needed.
We will change that. We'll join the office. We'll
wanted that Quarry Monitoring Committee to bring you written recommendations. And I think bypassing the park commission recommendations and just sending it off to staff is doing exactly what you didn't want the Quarry Monitoring Committee to do. And if the park commission, it says on here that we have a volunteer program approved by the commission. That's the title of this, but you're saying they haven't, they don't have anything to approve. To me, I feel like the title tells me they already approved it, and you're telling me that's not correct. So why would you put it on the agenda as a volunteer program approved by the park commission?
Because last year, they approved the council. This title carries over from the previous 2 weeks where we had previous discussions. And this is the sum total of the details involved in this program. Absolutely nothing up there.
Listening audience, is that blank paper?
This is blank paper. For those of you going to us at home, this is a blank sheet of paper on both sides.
Well, it seems to me the appropriate place to have Joe, Parks Commission Vice Chair, and staff to work out details would be in front of the Park Commission people that have to give the write-up back to the council, or should give a write-up back to the council. Otherwise, it's sort of like you're bypassing the city process, you're bypassing the Park Commission, his input. So any program formation that you want to create the program should be discussed with those individuals involved who are going to be making the recommendation to the council.
It's up to the council. I don't care if it's much to do.
Okay, well, my motion.
Give somebody something to look at in order to honor.
Well,
thank you. So, what is your motion? Your motion is what?
As written.
And the second is as written. The motion is to refer to staff.
I didn't second anything. I want to discuss it, and I wanted to go off. I want to clarify something. I was waiting for my hand, just not to second anything. Oh, no, I'm not going to bring him down now. Thank you. I appreciate the help. And I want to talk right into this if I
can only go ahead. Gallery, yeah.
Okay, the clerk says you did second.
Well, he can withdraw his motion if he didn't feel like
I'm going to withdraw everything for now. Well, just to clarify what Mr. Yusuf said, the Vice Chair of the Parks Commission, it makes total sense. I mean, so that was the plan we discussed yesterday, and it's confirmed that it's going to get kicked back after staff reviews it, staff makes recommendations, staff puts together, then it goes to the Parks Commission, right? Then it comes back to us, and that's exactly the process. So I support that process, and that's how it's clarified here. That's what I'd like to report.
Is there a motion on this matter?
My motion, which I stated, said that it would go to the Park Commission because the Park Commission already has it on the agenda. So no harm, no foul there. That doesn't eliminate the staff being able to do what they need to do. But what it does do is allow the Park Commission the opportunity to give us their recommendation. That's all it does. The Park Commission is a recommending body to the council. And there is no reason to cut out that and be upset about my motion when it's already been requested by the vice chair to put it on the Park Commission agenda. So I would ask the maker of the motion to include a Park Commission recommendation back to the council at least some point.
Just to clarify, sir, it does go back. I mean, it's going to go from us to staff to the commission back to us. So we at the Parks Commission will get the information once staff provides it.
And
hence Exhibit A, the blank piece of paper right now, will be able to.
to staff to fill out said blank piece of paper, which will then go to the Parks Commission for review, for recommendation, to come back to council.
Alderman, accept yes is the answer.
I didn't hear that we were going to get a exact... I know, Mayor, you want to control the situation, and all I'm asking is... Well, this isn't that...
Everybody being satisfied, it's on next Monday's Parks Commission agenda. Parks can review it and make recommendations.
That's all I'm asking for.
Before staff recommendations are done, and then Parks will get it again with staff recommendations, so it's all happening.
Okay, I would...
Either motion.
I would like to re-clarify what I'm missing from the motion that I ask with mine. And that is, and no one has said it yet, that the Park Commission will be bringing a written recommendation on their own from the Park Commission back to us. Not the staff report, not anything else. I'm asking to clarify, because you won't put it in a motion, so I want it on record if we're going to get one, yes or no. That's all I'm asking.
I think about 15 minutes ago, I said yes. Is that clear with everybody?
Yes, sir.
No, Parks Commission
try to cut it out.
Complete kick of the cat. They can do whatever they want with it. We're just going to have staff and Mrs. Runke and Joe if he wants to participate, put a framework together so everybody's got something to work on. They can go to the Parks Commission. They can do whatever they want to it. It is not major progress. There's a motion on the floor.
Mayor, this has been a cluster, this whole thing, from day one. And I remember everything from this past summer or whenever it was here. I am not at all comfortable. I missed the meeting last night, so I wasn't a part of this discussion. And so I'm not going to vote on this. I'm not going to vote no. I'm just going to abstain. And I will, the only way I'll vote on this is when I see a final product. Exactly. Not a blank piece of paper. What we're going on is basically a blank piece of paper. I refuse to vote on that. I've had major concerns. We've talked about this before. I'm sure we'll get those answers from staff. We'll have some sort of report. I don't care if it's one report or two reports or whatever. We'll have something. And I'll cast a vote yes, or I'll cast a vote no, and I'll go to sleep that night. It's fine. But I'm not voting for anything, so I will stay just a moment. And I'll have to set a roll call.
Okay. Member.
Motion.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.